Well, yeah, ever since he was little, Jesus had always loved God's word. Growing up, he was constantly asking his dad questions, wanting to hear more and more and more about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He loved learning about his heavenly father. It even got to the point that when he was 12 and he got to visit Jerusalem, he stayed behind and, you know, hung out in the temple and asked the priests a bunch of questions. He loved God's word. And even once he got to be a teacher, you know, a very busy man with a lot of demands on his schedule, you know what he still did every week on Sabbath? He was in synagogue, listening to God's word, talking about God's word, teaching God's word. He was all about God's word. Oh, this Sabbath, he was in synagogue and he was teaching. And the people, they were amazed. Whoa! We have never heard teaching like this, with such authority. Yeah, see, they were used to their preachers. They'd get up there and say, well, I'm not entirely sure. This teacher says this thing, but this teacher says that thing. But Jesus, he gets up there and says, thus saith the Lord. And he just explains what the Bible says, just like that. And as Jesus is teaching, all of a sudden, rah! Whoa, what? The guy, he'd always been nice. He was sitting in the back of synagogue. He was screaming, what is going on here? And he starts yelling, what do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Clearly, there was something wrong with this man. And not just wrong with him. He was possessed by an unclean spirit, by a demon. And Jesus, he doesn't ask for some men to escort this guy out. Jesus isn't whip out his kung fu action and knock him out. Jesus uses the word. Be quiet, Jesus rebuked him. Come out of him. And the evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. And the people, they were amazed. But it's interesting what they were amazed about. They asked each other, what is this? A new teaching and with authority. He even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him. They were amazed at God's word. Now, brothers and sisters, we have not obeyed the third commandment. We do not always enjoy preaching and hearing God's word. But Jesus did. And he used that power to conquer demons, including today. Yes, Jesus has conquered the devil with his own word and by sacrificing himself for you. And this story is true.